July 23rd. The end of sorrow. If you walk down the road, you will see the splendor of nature, the extraordinary beauty of the green fields and the open skies. And you will hear the laughter of children. But in spite of all that, there is a sense of sorrow. There is the anguish of a woman bearing a child. There is sorrow in death. There is sorrow when you are looking forward to something and it does not happen. There is sorrow when a nation runs down, goes to seed. And there is the sorrow of corruption, not only in the collective, but also in the individual. There is sorrow in your own house, if you look deeply. The sorrow of not being able to fulfill. The sorrow of your own pettiness or incapacity, and various unconscious sorrows. There is also laughter in life. Laughter is a lovely thing. To laugh without reason. To have joy in one's heart without cause. To love without seeking anything in return. But such laughter rarely happens to us. We are burdened with sorrow. Our life is a process of misery and strife, a continuous disintegration, and we almost never know what it is to love with our whole being. We want to find a solution, a means, a method by which to resolve this burden of life, and so we never actually look at sorrow. We try to escape through myths, through images, through speculation. We hope to find some way to avoid this weight, to stay ahead of the wave of sorrow. Sorrow has an ending, but it does not come about through any system or method. There is no sorrow when there is perception of what is.
This has been an excerpt from The Book of Life, Daily Meditations with Krishnamurti, published by HarperOne and read for you by Zach Valenti. For archived episodes, more information about the project, and contact information, you can visit www.focused.af. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for a new episode.